On our Around the Home today with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, we talk with Gar Eddings with Mann's Lumber and Showroom. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and for more information about our content today, you can visit manslumber.com. Mann's now in Ann Arbor on South Industrial with their brand new showroom. And Gar, you had just gotten open not too long ago when COVID-19 hits, and I'm curious how you've been able to weather what's been going on in your showroom. I know you're doing everything you can to keep everything very safe for your customers.
Yes, the showroom's still open. You can come in. You need to wear a mask, but we all are wearing our PPE and have social distancing practices in place. We've got mats on the floor to tell you where to stand and screens at the counter that will hopefully stop anything from spreading, and everybody's wearing masks. But, you know, it's a different world out there. We're trying to adapt.
Have you noticed, though, that because people are home, they're realizing they have a lot of projects they have to do? Are you seeing more people than ever coming in to get those projects started?
We are. Decks are very popular right now. You know, it's in the peak of deck building season. It's been a nice hot summer so far. So people really want to get outside and enjoy their outdoor spaces. So they've been coming in looking at Trex decking, and they've also been coming in, you know, notice that their windows and doors are maybe needing replaced. So they're coming in and looking at those as well.
Regarding decks, I know that Mann's is a Trex brand composite decking dealer, and there are different kinds of composite out there, but are more people doing the composite than wood decks today, Gar?
They are. It's a lot more popular than wood. You know, wood, there's a lot more maintenance and upkeep. You know, with composite decking, it's got a, you know, protective shell over it. So really, it's just some periodic washing, but there's really not a lot of maintenance involved with these new decks.
And the cost difference between wood and Trex? I mean, obviously Trex is going to last longer without having to do much to it, but is there a big cost difference because of that?
Well, there can be. Trex has a number of different lines. Their enhanced line is a new one that they have, relatively new. It's made to compete with the treated and cedar decks out there. The pricing is very close, but they have, you know, four different lines, and there's different features and benefits to each one, but there can be a bigger difference depending on which line you go with.
So you do have some choices within the Trex brands then?
We do. There's, you know, 15 to 20 colors in Trex and a number of different choices within the railing, whether you want composite or the powder-coated aluminum is very popular right now. The signature line that Trex has is a great seller for us. People like that black aluminum railing.
And are you helping with the design and the installation when someone purchases from Mann's?
We do help you with design. We'll help you figure out your list of materials that you need to complete your project. And we've got a complete list of local installers who will help you do that project for you.
Generally, what size deck do people usually put on the back of a traditional house in Ann Arbor, would you say?
Well, that can really vary by the lot size and the home type and how much, you know, space you need, whether you're going to have a grill or a table or, you know, large umbrella, that kind of thing. But they're anywhere from 8x10 to 20x30. You know, they can really become a large part of your backyard. And, you know, people spend a lot of time on them in the summers.
Yeah, they want to do that outdoor entertaining. I've also noticed with decks that the railing types I have greatly been enhanced. There are a lot of different options in there. What's popular right now?
Well, they have a Transcend line, which is a composite rail, you know, top and bottom rail, but there's so many options these days. You can go with composite balusters, aluminum balusters, round or square. There's glass pickets, but the right now I think the hottest product is their signature aluminum rail, where it's got either a horizontal or a vertical baluster in there, and they come in different colors, but the signature rail is really what people are going after right now.
It looks very elegant, I think.
It does, and you know, people like it because it doesn't totally block your view. Those thinner balusters really let you see what's out in your backyard, you know, if you're on a lake or, you know, have a really nice woods to look at, or, you know, different features like that.
Right on manslumber.com, right on the front, you can click on deck building and get to the information that we're talking about here and the merits of composite versus wood deck construction. But you do it all, right? Not just the composite.
We definitely do. We have plenty of treated and cedar lumber in stock, and, you know, we can do whatever it is that you like or whatever your budget allows. but, you know, Trex is by far our biggest seller.
Let's go to the windows now that you talked about, windows and doors and replacing those. Now, you have an installed sales team for this, and you're an Anderson Windows dealer. Talk a little bit about the product line there.
So Anderson has a wide variety of lines, again, from aluminum clad in their E-series to a fiberglass clad in their A-series. And then their signature line is the 400 series, which is a vinyl clad wood. But they also have a 200 series vinyl clad wood and a 100 series, which is an all Fibrex material, which is a wood composite. So, you know, that's real popular, that 100 series now, because, again, you're into no maintenance and a lower price point.
Very nice. And do you have the option of putting windows in these doors and jazzing it up that way with side lights, et cetera?
We do. We do. You know, in addition to Anderson, we also have Zeldin windows. So they have three lines plus some vinyl window lines. So between Anderson and Zeldin, we can really find exactly what you want to put in your home. You know, and on top of the windows, we also have ThermaTrue doors, entry doors in fiberglass and steel, in wood grain and smooth. You know, there's, again, a lot of different glass options as well as door options. You get them pre-finished. So, you know, really it's a turnkey opportunity for people. You know, you call our sales manager. He will set up an appointment for our guys to come out. We'll take a look, evaluate your project, come up with an estimate for you, and, you know, give you some options.
We're talking with Gar Eddings. He indeed is the divisional sales manager at Mann's Lumber and Millwork, located on South Industrial Highway in Ann Arbor, where they have a beautiful showroom. They also do full kitchens in there. You can see everything, and it's really a beautiful place. I want to talk more about, and maybe you can help educate our listeners and me, on glass and windows, and what is the best kind to actually make sure that your home is going to be well insulated, that you're not going to be allowing, you know, the air current in and out and having to make those prices go up for your DTE bill. What do we look for in that?
Well, most windows today are insulated, which means they're dual pane. They're low E glass, which means it has a coating on the inside of the glass that helps reflect light from the outside to keep it cool in the summer, and one on the inside pane to keep it warm in the winter. And then there's an argon gas in there, which helps with your R value. But there's also options that Anderson has. They have a heat lock type of glass, which also will, you know, help keep that warm air in the winter. It's a nice upgrade for people.
All right. For more information, people can go online to manslumber.com. Manns is also a great member of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, so you can visit braggannarbor.com. Gar, how'd you get into the business?
Well, my dad was a small builder when I was growing up, and he frequented Fingerly Lumber. So I worked at Fingerly for a number of years, and then when Fingerly closed, I was able to find another family-owned company like Manns, and it's been a great fit for me. But I've been in the building industry for 28 years now.
Very knowledgeable as a result. Wonderful talking with you today. Thank you so much for joining us on our Around the Home segment, Gar.
Thank you for having me, Lucy.
Gar Eddings with Mann's Lumber and Showroom. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.